I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 619, Dynamic Death Declarations. You are leaving a legacy to the next generation. We all are. We can't help it. It's just a question of whether that legacy is a good one or not. We all have something to say about that, though. In fact, today I want to encourage you to be intentional about your dynamic death declarations. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all we've got, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor. And we want to love right up to the very end, right up to the very last breath God gives us, and then on into eternity. Death is one of those things that no one wants to think about, but it's gonna happen, and not preparing for it won't put it off or make it better. We don't have to say a lot about when and where we depart because we don't have a lot to say about that. But we can have a big say in what's left behind after we're gone. And I'm not talking about our stamp collection and the antique cheese grater. Loving well involves thinking about and then beginning to live out our future death declarations. What am I talking about? Well, give me about 5 minutes. Let's talk about that. I'll give you some scriptures. We'll pray together and give ourselves a challenge to finish well for those who come behind us. The psalmist writes, "We will not hide them from their children, but will tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done." In another place, "One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts." And then again, "So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those to come." And from Deuteronomy 32, "Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you, your elders, and they will tell you." You say, okay, I got it. But how can I be intentional about that now? Anthony DeMello, in his book, Hearts on Fire, writes about imagining your death and then living a sort of testament to those left behind now that will fill out the list that you want to leave them in the future. So, for example, as you hear this list of statements, what things would you put under each statement from your life? I'm just going to read them to you. See which one stands out. "These things I have loved." What would you list out for that? "These experiences I have cherished." "These ideas have brought me liberation." "These beliefs I have outgrown." "These convictions I have lived by." What are the convictions you've lived by? "These are the things I have lived for." How about this? "These insights I have gained in the school of life about God." "These insights I have gained in the school of life about the world, or about human nature, or Jesus, or love, or prayer." How about this? "These risks I took." What risk have you taken in your life? "These sufferings have seasoned me." "These life lessons have taught me." "These influences have shaped me." "These people have shaped me." "These jobs have shaped me." "These books have shaped me." "These events have shaped me." I'm sure you'd put things under each one of those categories. "These scriptures have lit my path." "These things I regret about my life." "These are my life's achievements." "These persons are enshrined within my heart." And one more. "These are my unfulfilled desires." I don't know about you, but I'm moved by those categories. So maybe for you, you play this podcast back to your family and stop with each one or just a few of them and talk about them together. You and those you love will be richer because of it. What a great way to love. Here's the great question. As you listen to those statements, is there one that stood out to you? Like, wow, I'd like to fill out that portion. And is there someone you can share your answers with today? Let's pray. Lord, as your word says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. We don't learn from our experience. We learn from reflecting on our experience. We've all had experience. And now, Father, help us to consider who and what has influenced our life the most. who has shaped us the most? May we meditate on the convictions that have guided our steps and the disappointments that we just need to leave with you. Help us to reflect on our life. And in the days ahead, may we be intentional about being legacy builders by the way we walk out your love. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 620. In the meantime, you might go back over this episode, write down a few of those categories, and then fill out your own list and give them to a loved one. What a gift. A gift of legacy to those that you know as you share your life with them. Let's hear it today for Dynamic Death Declarations.